In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Keepers of the Fringe. This is episode 24. 20 fucking 4. You believe that shit?
Crazy, man.
Crazy, man. Crazy. That means the next episode will be 25.
25, man.
25.
Crazy.
Crazy. So, I
You think we've gotten any better at this, you think? Over the, since 24?
Sure.
Right? Any progress?
We sure. Can?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
That's all I was curious. Sure.
I don't know, I guess. It's hard to say. I mean, we're not the ones who can really judge that.
True.
All right, so, I am Derek, and with me, as always, is the Brett the Hitman Hart to my Jim the Anvil Nightheart, Chris.
What's up, peoples? And brother.
I like that one.
How are you doing? How's everything going?
Oh, lovely. Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, everything good? Okay. That's good. Yeah. Thanks for asking. No, no, that's really nice. That's really sweet.
You know, that's what I do. Really care. I don't really care. I'm just being nice.
But you know what?
Oh! All right. So, it has been quite a week. This week, has it not? Yes, it has. Has it? It has.
Yep.
Yep.
One of them weeks.
Yep, sure has. Let us start off, of course, with some unfortunate news. We always hate to bring the unfortunate news to the front, but it's something that happened and everybody needs to know. Well, everybody knows, but I'm sure. Anyway, so, as seems to be happening a lot lately, we've had some more recent deaths. This week, the actor Martin Landau died, passed away. George Romero passed away. That was crazy, especially since we were just talking about him. Abused him. So, our condolences to their families. And,
I feel weird. I think I'm cursed.
I think
on some level.
You are, yeah.
I have a thing like the ring. Like every time I mention somebody, like a week later they die. It happened with Dio. It happened with Florence Henderson. It happened with somebody else. Just like a couple of weeks ago, I was watching Martin Landau in Space 1999. So that one's a little longer. But George Romero, we were just talking about like a week ago. And...
Well, then why can't you fucking talk about some bad people?
Sorry.
So, so anyway, so as we were saying. Our condolences to their families. Some big losses in the entertainment field.
Yeah.
And you will both be missed.
And also John Hurd there, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was just the other day. That's right. I forgot all about that
Which
one.
Which I'm not as... I know I've seen him in a lot of things. But
right, but not as familiar
I
with.
I remember Big.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Home Alone. And there was
right,
else,
yeah.
Too.
Right. So, yeah, again,
he was 71, which was crazy. I was like,
yeah.
I didn't think he was that old.
I know, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a horrible week there for...
Mm. Yeah, a lot of our favorites have been dying within the last couple of years. It's weird. It's part of growing up, I guess.
Getting older.
Life's a bitch.
Life's a bitch. Anyway.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
That was odd. Let's move on now to another topic. So we wanted to address something that came up recently on the Keepers of the Fringe Twitter. We tweeted out about last week reviewing the War for the Planet of the Apes movie, which, by the way, Battle of the Planet of the Apes was on IFC the other day. And so somebody questioned us as to whether that is a fringe movie, being that we are the keepers of the fringe and all. And to that I say, fuck yes. No.
I was surprised that anybody actually gave a fuck.
I know, right?
Like, oh, really? You cared? I didn't think anybody noticed.
But I figured this would be a good time to kind of go over our mission statement, if you will. I say that with air quotes.
Yeah, I was really lame on this side. I just saw him do it. Go ahead.
So, basically, for those who aren't aware, I think we might have covered it in our first episode, but this whole thing started because Chris and I enjoy going to movies. or kind of movie, I don't know if we call us buffs necessarily. You're more of a movie buff than I am. But we enjoy movies. We enjoy watching movies with each other. I was going to say, this is getting borderline. And we go to a lot of, like, the what you would call geek movies and such together, the superhero films, sci-fi films, things like that. And another thing, the reason we started this podcast is because we started a while ago. I don't even know how long ago it was, but
24 weeks ago.
No, I don't mean the podcast. I mean the movie thing. Chris has a rather impressive collection of obscure films, which we would hang out together once a week, and we would watch a movie, and we would usually, you know, we'd kind of do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing with each other and make jokes and stuff and all that. And then we, you know, sometimes we talk about the movie and, you know, and so I thought, hey, that would make an interesting podcast.
You fool!
No. And because we are best friends and have been for some 30-some-odd years, 30-whatever, you know, we're like brothers. We really are. And we have, of course, you know, we share more in common with each other than probably anybody else really does that we know with us.
And in some ways, we're really different.
But yes, exactly, yeah. You are 100% correct on that. There are some ways we are quite different. So that makes it interesting as well. But we share a lot of the same...
core things, I think.
Yeah, core likes. So basically, what this podcast is it's two best friends getting together, talking about shit like we always did, and then recording ourselves. So...
I know, it's groundbreaking.
I know. And we like to hope that we're at least somewhat entertaining, at least to ourselves, if to nobody else.
Yeah, sometimes.
But as far as the movies go, yes, we do watch and review the Fringe movies, but we also do, such as tonight's movie was Alone in the Dark.
The 80s version, not the shitty Christian Slater movie.
Right, that'll be next week. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
But we also, being that we like movies and that we're friends, we also like to go to some of the bigger stuff, too, that is still kind of, even though it's more mainstream, it's still kind of fringy.
Yeah.
Like
Talking Monkeys is always going to be kind of a fringe thing.
Right. Like, Planet of the Apes is a big sci-fi movie that has its roots kind of on the fringes.
Yeah, I mean, it was popular when it came out, though.
Right, but,
I mean, it's always... Yeah.
There's still...
The concept is not really a mainstream
guy. Right. There's still plenty of people out there who would just like, oh, that stupid monkey movie.
What's that bullshit?
Just like with previous reviews of Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, and such. For us, those kinds of things have always been on the fringe. And
well, I mean, mainly, too, is that we want to see them. And we literally only... The only time we actually talk is when we do this or see each other.
Right, yeah.
So, like, just to say in the future, we're going to go see what we want to see and we're going to talk.
I mean, it's
not going to be that often because there isn't that many things we want to see.
No.
And I personally don't really enjoy going to the movies.
Yeah,
the whole
true.
Experience.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather watch it.
We've quite often had bad experiences at the movies, but I like to...
People.
I like to see the big stuff. That. And like the superhero movies and stuff, there's still a large percentage of the population that thinks they're crap and that they're just a fad that will eventually go away. So if that ain't fringe, then I don't know what is.
I think it's cool that we live in a time where it's actually being widely accepted. You know?
Right, because we didn't have that when we were kids. You know,
we had those shitty Captain America TV movies and shit.
Yeah. You know, fucking always, you know,
Hulk show.
You know, getting picked on and shit for that. So, I hope that clears things up a little bit on, you know, what we are, what we're about, and...
I think that's cool if anybody actually does care enough to question us on it. That's cool, and I hope we don't disappoint you if you are a listener. I'm just going to let you know that it's probably will happen again. I mean,
November, it will happen again, yeah.
November is going to be big.
Oh, yeah. Thor and Justice League and shit.
Well, yeah, and then Star Wars after that in December.
Right. You think we're not going to go talk about Star Wars? Come on, people.
We got to do it.
Chris and I are huge, huge Star Wars fans. Always have been.
It's the glue that held us together, I think.
It is.
Through all these times.
It's also we kind of met through Star Wars in a way.
Sort of.
Our mutual love for Star Wars kind of helped us.
I still remember the first time I met you and your sister.
Do you?
You don't remember that, do you?
I don't remember that,
you
no.
You ass.
I don't.
No. It's weird that I remember that because I was like 3 or 2 or something.
Mm.
But I remember I did a pretfall and you guys laughed and you came over to see if I was okay. And then, and then we became friends. I was riding my bike and I like, I saw you guys outside in your front yard and I did like a fall and you guys laughed and then we started talking. Which is weird that I planned the pretfall when I was like 2.
That is weird.
And I remember that.
But yeah, but Star Wars was one of the things that helped us become friends.
It was cool because I always the toys I didn't have the ones I had you had
right and vice versa yeah.
So it always like we had all of them now.
Yeah,
it was cool
because I was like with Star Wars I was kind of like you with the G.I. Joes. I didn't have like garbage bags full, but I had like shit tons of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, you did like a. I was more of the having the figure, and you liked a lot more of the ships. And stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you always had all the ships.
And them. Then I remember you had a Dewback, and I was always kind of jealous. I was like, oh, I want one. but anyway, so
I didn't know you coveted my Dewback. that truth comes out. Remember what I liked? Do you remember that transport thing I had? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's trooper transport.
Yes, I do.
There's one set for fun.
Yeah, with the sound effects and yeah, shit. Yeah. Like,
which I don't know where the fuck they dreamed that shit up because I'd never seen it before in the movie. But
it was like it was just kind of a. I think they made it up as a way to just kind of a cool way to like carry figures and stuff.
Or maybe it was going to be in the movie originally or something.
It may be. Yeah, it might have at one point. All right. So
yeah, really way off.
Way off. But that's all right. That's what we do, and that's why you love us, right?
Right.
Right.
Love us, please.
Love us.
Please.
Please.
Hold me.
At least like us.
Tell us we're good. Tell us we're good.
I'm sorry, Daddy. Anyway. So, yeah, there we go. That's the Keepers of the Fringe. Like us, don't like us, whatever. But, hey, feel free to comment and, you know.
And we'll love you either way.
Yeah.
So don't ever feel bad.
Even if you don't.
If you don't like us.
If you don't love us back.
We don't hold it against you.
Well, I might hold it against you.
If you ask nicely. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
All right, so let's get on with our topics. The first thing is, this week was San Diego Comic-Con, which is a big, big, huge week for us, for all of us in the world of geek. Dumb.
Yeah, I didn't really fix my week, but I would love to go there, though.
Oh, I know. Me too. But, you know, it always all the news items and stuff that comes out is always interesting. We always wait, you know, always like, oh, did you see this? Did you
it
see
sounds
that?
Like a fucking nightmare, though. Like, mm-hmm. I heard somebody, like, talking about the lines and mm-hmm. shit. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. It's become a nightmare.
I don't want to do that shit.
But, I know. Oh, ugh. But, one thing that did come out is a few trailers that we saw. So let's talk about some of those. First, the first thing we have on the list here is the Justice League trailer. What are your thoughts on that?
It's hard to say. Like, I can't tell if I'm liking it more yet, or
I know, me too.
I still feel like it feels off somehow.
Yeah. So here's my thoughts.
Sorry.
Stop it, man. First of all, so the trailer was cool overall. I enjoyed watching it. Some things got me a little bit more excited, but I'm still cautious.
Like, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on, yeah. But some of it was kind of cool, but also some of it I didn't like. Like, for example, the trailer is making me like The Flash even less.
Yeah.
I'm not liking...
I'm not digging that guy.
I'm not liking What's-His-Face. What's
the
his attempt
at humor? Was yeah. Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller, yeah. I am not liking him as The Flash.
No.
Not at all.
I don't see it at all.
And the more I see, the less I like.
I'm sure he's a lovely fellow. Nothing against him.
A lovely fellow.
But
I just
feel right.
It's not, yeah. And I hate his costume so much.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Too busy just for the sake of being busy.
Yeah. And it looks like he's wearing armor, but it's like, that should be slowing his ass down. But I'm kind of liking Aquaman a little more, the Jason Momoa Aquaman. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting take, but...
Yeah, but although he might be a little too full of himself, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really feel Aquaman-ish.
Like, yeah.
But
yeah, he really doesn't.
I feel like they figured, they're like, wow, we got to make him as cool as we can.
Yeah. It's fucking Aquaman.
It's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm still... It hasn't...
The humor is not working.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
Another thing that bothers me that happens in probably more of these trailers too is the music just.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that they use like a cool version of Come Together. I'm like,
yeah.
It's too on the nose. And
yeah.
It's like, if you're going to use it, use the fucking Beatles one.
Yeah.
Or at least the Aerosmith one.
Yeah, really.
Whatever version that is, I'm like, it just sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it at all. Yeah. So. So my feelings towards Justice League has really not changed. I'm still, meh.
Yeah.
We'll go see it, and I'm going to try to keep open mind about it, but I'm still...
I want it to be cool.
I want y'all, yeah. It's got to be.
It's fucking cool.
It's fucking Justice League. It should really be cool. Oh, the other cool thing is, though, there was some mention of Green Lantern and stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
There's a possibility the Green Lantern might show up.
That'd be sweet.
Memory brain sweet. So another trailer that came out was the trailer for Thor Ragnarok.
Thor.
And that trailer fucking kicked ass, I must say.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on in that one too, yeah. But I was just like, oh, I loved it. And I loved they showed at the end when they showed the part with Thor and the Hulk talking.
Oh yeah. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. That trailer's getting me excited for Thor, because Thor, I've been excited for this one, you know, since they first announced it, but the other Thor movies are kind of, I'm lukewarm on.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not bad, they're okay, but they're not like...
I hope they don't try to go like overly, over the top jokey though.
Yeah.
Like too much.
Right, yeah. Like, okay, it's not a comedy, we get it.
Yeah.
Hulk funny.
But anything I can see more Hulk in is cool.
Yeah.
He's probably never going to have his own movie.
Yeah, sadly.
And I love the Hulk.
Yeah, he's awesome. So yeah, I'm pretty psyched for this one.
It's hard to I've only saw it once, so it's hard to recall things from it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it all just flying by in my head, but I'm like,
right, yeah.
Anything specific other than Hulk?
No details. Yeah, and even then, I can't remember exactly what he said, but
yeah,
I know it was pretty good.
It was badass.
Badass. With the Hulk. So, Thor, I'm excited about. And both of those come out in November. So that's cool. We're getting closer. Closer.
That's going to be a cool couple of months.
Closer. Mm. And then Star Wars in December. Oh. Now, another trailer that came out that at first I was, it's Ready Player One. And at first, I wasn't that excited about the movie because I didn't know that much. But I have not read the book.
Yeah.
Although now I want to. I think I might read it before the movie. Although that's always problematic because.
Yeah, that's where I'm scared to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, should I read it? But then the movie, you know, it's not going to live up to the book. And then.
And then if I like the movie, I'm afraid to read the book.
Right.
I'm like, it's going to ruin the movie for me.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know.
Because if it's way different and the book's better, I'm going to hate the movie.
Right.
It just happens.
Yeah. It always happens. But it's supposed to be a good book.
But that trailer was fucking crazy, too.
Like, yeah, that one was awesome. Like,
there's so much going on.
There's all kinds of shit.
You know, I heard that was cool. There were people pointed out there were, like, little Easter egg things in it.
Yeah.
And they had the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yep, I saw that.
Well, Iron Giant, there was.
Yep, there. Saw that.
The one shot had Freddy.
Yep, saw that.
And Christine.
The, yep, saw that.
I think there was something else. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was, too.
All kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was happening so fast, I couldn't.
I know.
I kept thinking that I saw recognizable figures and shit in the whole mass of what was going on, but it was, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was so fleeting that you just like,
it was like somebody with a cape at one point that I was like, it looked like somebody, but I couldn't really.
But yeah, that looks crazy. Although I'm still not, like, that was a cool visual.
Yeah. Yeah, story-wise, I have no idea.
Yeah, I still have no idea what the movie's actually about. Yeah. Again, I don't know. I don't know if I want to read the book or not before. I don't know. I kind of, like, part of me really wants to read it, and part of me's like, no, you're not. No.
Yeah.
Movie, book, not good. Movie, book, not good. So, yeah, so, but the trailer did look awesome. Next up, we have a trailer for the Netflix show Defenders, which actually comes out next month.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think it was August.
Shit, I still have to watch Iron Fist.
I know, I do too. I've only watched one episode.
More than me, man. I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah, but the Defenders looks pretty good. Looked interesting. They're just, like, throwing it all together into, like one big thing. Like, everybody's going to be in it.
Yeah, it did look cool. I just wish there were more costumes happening, but I understand.
I know, yeah. It's kind of weird that Daredevil's the only one wearing a costume. Yeah. Like, when you see them all together, and, like, they're all in regular clothes, street clothes, and Daredevil's in his costume, you're like, that's a little weird.
Yeah. But it looks pretty good, too. It has, like, Electro's back.
Yeah, Electro's
back. Sigourney Weaver looks like she's probably going to be good in that.
Yeah, that looks interesting. Looks like she's going to play an interesting part.
Excited!
Yeah! And it should be, because it's the Defenders, the threat level should be higher.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, not like global scale, but yeah.
But yeah, but like, yeah.
They're separate shows.
Well, yeah, there was a line where Sigourney Weaver talked about destroying New York or whatever, so... Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah, yes. And we get to watch it all at once.
Yeah.
I love that. That was awesome.
And then there was some good little jokes in there and stuff. And yeah, so that I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Sign me up.
I suppose I got to try to get through Iron Fist before I watch it, though.
I know. I want to do that, too.
But it's not like the Luke Cage, when I started that, I was like, I don't know if I'm really digging it. But then everybody kept telling me, well, it gets better. And it did get better. Not great, but it got better.
Yeah, it's okay. But
so that kind of got me through it. I'm like, well, it gets better, so I'll keep watching it. But then with the Iron Fist, I haven't been hearing that at all.
Yeah, I think that Luke Cage kind of deflated the sale a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Daredevil was awesome.
Right.
I thought Jessica Jones was fucking
great. Oh, yeah. I love Jessica Jones.
And then I was like, great. Luke Cage, And then I heard Iron Fist was not.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you said, Luke Cage started deflating the sales in Iron Fist. What I've heard of it, it couldn't blow it back up. So I'm like...
Yeah, it's hard to get jazzed about watching. Yeah. Okay, let's watch this mediocre show now.
It's not good when you're forcing yourself to watch something. But, you know, we'll see. I'm sure.
Yeah, I have to do it, though.
Yeah, you gotta.
Wanna.
So there's two other trailers that came out that you saw that I did not get to see, so I'll let you handle those a little bit. There's a new trailer for The Inhumans and Stranger Things 2.
Well, firstly, with The Inhumans, they showed a little more footage, and I don't know what to say, because they did a little more acting, like Medusa got a little more to do, but I don't know if it's just because it's out of context, but the way people are saying their lines just sounds cheesy as fucking hell.
Yeah.
And they did the animated Medusa's hair.
They showed that, yeah.
Yeah, which it looked...
Not great.
Little Sci-Fi Channel effect. But I still want to watch it, though.
Yeah.
But another thing, they use like a song that's I'm Only Human. I'm sure you've heard that, but it's like a little on the nose, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate when they use... The songs are just take me out of it. I'm like, it doesn't fit the Inhumans at all, and I'm like...
I know, come on, people.
Why would you use that song?
Because they're not human, they're inhuman, so...
But they're only human. I don't
fucking... It's freaking stupid.
It's just irritating when the song doesn't line up right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It makes it cheesy.
Or, yeah, when it's too cheesy like that, and you're like, come on. Come on. Come on. Shelly, come on.
And then the Stranger Things one. Actually, they used a remix of Thriller to that, and it was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it totally fit it.
No shit.
And they're totally riding the 80s dick in that trailer, man. Like, it starts off, they're playing Dragon's Lair. And they dressed up as Ghostbusters for Halloween. There was just so many 80s fucking little things popped in there. But, I mean, you know, they didn't really go into the story too much. But, you know, what was the kid that was trapped and then he, you know, he kept seeing the other world or whatever they called it. He kept flashing in and out of that.
Oh, yeah. Was that Michael?
I can't remember. Michael.
Anyway.
But they went into more of that, and it looks like kind of like, I don't know what the hell was in the sky, but it looked like a fucking, some crazy Lovecraft fucking thing. I don't know.
Oh.
So that one definitely got me pumped up for it. I'm like, that looks like that's going to be pretty fucking tight.
Awesome.
Sorry I said that. And that's coming out in October, I think, 26th, I think.
Cool.
Good so, time, yeah, when you get a chance, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Sweet. All right. So let's move on to another topic.
No!
Kelly Clarkson!
So we got some Marvel stuff here. First of all, there's some info about the Venom movie.
Ew.
It says it's going to be inspired by Carpenter and Cronenberg and will feature the Bride of Venom.
Yeah. I just read that and I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Do you remember that character? I don't think she was.
Kind of? Like, sounds familiar?
And then a lot, I don't think she was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But yeah, they said it was like his ex-wife, and I think she got shot or something, and then the symbiote bonded with her to save her life.
Oh, that's
and then I think she wound up like killing herself later on down the road in the story. But yeah, like, that's fucking weird. But I do kind of like, well, I mean, I love John Carpenter and David Cronenberg, and I can understand the Cronenberg level because he does like a lot of body horror stuff. Like, he has like a lot of gross, like, contortions.
Yeah, yeah,
and, like,
right, yeah.
And I can see that, like, for the symbiote, like, bonding to him, right, or whatever. Yeah. Like, I think that would be cool.
So, is they going to kind of go more of a horror ish?
Well, it's rated R, so yeah, uh-huh. I think they're going to do like a horror, like, kind of level.
Crazy. This is weird. Crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm kind of intrigued in a way.
And kind of horrified at the time. Because I want Spider-Man to be involved at some point. And I'm like, if you go too far off the reservation.
Right. You're like, there's no way.
It's never going to line up.
You can't bring Spider-Man into that shit.
Yeah. They said, Carnage is supposed to be in it too, right? So.
Yes. That's right.
It's going to be a crazy-ass movie.
Holy shit. An R-rated movie, Venom movie, with Bride of Venom and Carnage that's influenced by Carpenter and Cronenberg.
And doesn't have Spider-Man in it.
And doesn't have Spider-Man in it.
Everything about that sounds wrong.
That's really high on the what the fuck category.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it, though, but.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So that's interesting. Next.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
We have some info about Noah Hawley developing a Doctor Doom for Fox. Is that a movie or a series?
Movie.
That's what I thought. I read
that. That's the guy that does Legion and Fargo.
I haven't watched Fargo yet, but I want to. I've heard it's good.
I love the movie. I haven't seen the show, though.
Legion is fucking awesome. So that kind of...
I really want to watch that.
That gives me... You definitely got to watch that. Legion was fucking awesome. So that gives me a little bit of hope on that, but it's still weird.
But I think they're probably going to have, probably have Reed Richards in it.
They have to, yeah.
And they own the rights to him, so they can
do like a Doctor Doom
origins. That's kind of cool, though, that they start, if they're going to start doing that with villains.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of shit awesome story potential that you could do there.
Yeah, there really is, yeah.
Because you're always worried about the heroes, but yeah, let's...
Right.
And people are always talking about how lame the fucking villains are. It's like, hey, give them the fucking give them their own movie.
And
they haven't done him justice yet.
Oh, fuck no. And Doom is an interesting character because of his background and his story and every, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking a little weird, though.
But yeah, it is, yeah. But
there was a fan movie that was going around, that Doctor Doom one, that I kept seeing people post, and I did watch it, and it wasn't bad. The costume was not good, though, but I couldn't get over that part of it. But it had an interesting little twist in there, which I won't ruin for anybody if they watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, Doctor Doom is, you know, he's a great villain.
Yeah.
He deserves a good story.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah. Whether that be as a Fantastic Four or as his own movie.
Hopefully he could lead into a cool Fantastic Four.
Mm. Oh. See, that would be an interesting way to do a movie.
Like to kick it off.
Like a new superhero movie, yeah. Like you start with the villain and then you bring in the good guys.
Yeah, because we already know the good guys.
They'll already be established. You don't have to go through their origin again.
Yeah, don't do that.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit they could do there.
Mm.
At one level, it feels like a necessity or a scrape in the barrel. Because use these characters.
We got to do something with them. Let's
The villains. We'll make the villains.
Yeah, we'll make the villains.
But it's also brilliant at the same. Well, it can be. Let's see how they come out.
Right, yeah. If you do it right, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, because I'd love to see.
Genius!
Well, they could do all kinds of cool ones.
Oh, yeah. Like
a Nihilus one.
A what?
Nihilus or
Galactus. Yeah. Yes. That'd be cool. Yeah, anyway, that's all we dropped off a little bit. Picturing it.
Green Goblin?
Green Goblin, yes.
Have him one.
Yes.
But you need Spider-Man, though, somewhere.
Yeah, but you could do it, like, focus on Green Goblin, Norman Osborn's story, and have Spider-Man come in and, you know.
I think most people don't give a shit about Green Goblin now. Like, they're over it. But
yeah.
I really want a good representation of the Green Goblin.
Yeah, because the Green Goblin is the biggest, you know, I would say Spider-Man's biggest. He's like Spider-Man's Joker.
Yeah, totally. Maybe that's why I like him so much. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so next.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
We got some info on Captain Marvel. The Captain Marvel coming out.
Cooming
guilt. Like, for example, the word is that the movie is going to take place in the 90s.
Whoa.
Which is an odd
and before Iron
thing.
Man 1.
And before Iron Man 1.
Which I don't know when that took place. But.
And it could feature the Skrulls.
Yeah, I heard that they are in a full show.
A whole full show.
Which is fucking cool.
That is fucking awesome.
So I'm like, damn, I always wanted the Skrulls in there. I'm
yeah.
Like, nice.
Because the Skrulls are a Fantastic Four villain originally.
Yeah.
But I think they fall under the kind of the umbrella of everything else. Because they fought the Avengers. They, you know, they've...
Yeah.
They've been Avengers villains.
I didn't think they had the rights Guardians. To the Skrulls. I think that's why they did the Chitauri, because they didn't have the rights to use the Skrulls.
I had thought so, too, but...
Maybe they...
Perhaps not.
Made a deal, or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. A lot of wheeling and dealing going around.
But that's cool.
That is.
They should be in the fucking Marvel.
That's fucking universe. Awesome. Yes, they should. And especially since Captain Marvel is part Kree, as long as they stick to that. Yeah. And the Kree and the Skrull are mortal enemies.
Well, I heard that was going to be a focus of the movie, too.
Yes.
The war.
Yes. But the 1990s thing is weird. I don't know why. Why they... I don't know where that came from. But whatever.
Maybe they just try to get, like, oh, it's already established, well-established by the time the current thing's going on, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But then the only problem with that is, where has she been all this time?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll explain it.
Somehow. Maybe she went out to space.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she went off with the... fight in like the Kree Skrull War or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the focus of it. So, yeah. Yeah, see, covering the bases.
And she'll be coming back to Earth in time for the Infinity War.
I don't know if I watched the Infinity War trailer. You can find it. I found it on Reddit. Well, by this time that this comes out,
it's
you'll probably find
yeah, it's
it
probably out. Gone. I have not watched it because I have not found a watchable version of it.
I can't remember if she was in it, though, because there was a lot of, you know, a lot of cutting and crazy
yeah,
shit going on.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Always
that's some nice Thanos clips, though.
Cool.
He actually talked and, like, was doing shit.
Oh, cool. Oh.
He didn't have his helmet on, though.
Ah, I saw a picture of that. It was him holding up the gauntlet, wrong hand, the Infinity Gauntlet, and he didn't have his helmet on. And, yeah, he did work. He did look weird. Kind of looked like a purple penis
eater. It's a one.
All righty there.
Purple penis eater. It's too bad we can't make that the title.
Yeah, I know, right? Purple penis eaters.
Do we have to be all classy like?
I don't know if I'd say classy, but anyway. So, yeah, so I'm definitely interested in this Captain Marvel movie. Sounds like it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
So, moving on.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
We'll go from Marvel to DC. And we will start off with some info about the Shazam movie.
Shazam!
Which it says it's going to start filming early next year.
Nice. Nice.
Now, the other thing I heard is they're not going to be using Black Adam in this movie.
Yeah, that's what
the
I
Rock.
Too.
The Rock's with The Rock.
Yeah.
And The Rock. Because he's The Rock. He's playing Black Adam, but not in this film.
Yeah.
Which.
I don't know. Well, he's getting his own movie, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So they can establish him, and then, I don't know. So.
It should be at least a mention or something, or some sort of.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a mention or something.
I have mixed feelings about Shazam. I like Shazam. Shazam.
Shazam.
But it's such a weird...
Right, yeah.
Like, the idea of... I don't know how young they're going to make the kid, but I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Billy Batson. Billy!
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
And I can't really see it...
It's always been kind of weird.
Like, with the Snyder universe.
Yeah.
It
doesn't...
I remember we talked about this before.
Yeah. I've never been a huge Shazam fan. also known as Captain Marvel. I know that much. But,
calm down.
Slappy.
Yeah, so
I've never, drink.
I've never been a huge fan of Shazam. Shazam! But, you know, we used to watch a TV show and
the cartoon.
I know, you know, I know him. To know, know. But I'm not like a super fan. So
yeah, I always liked him, but I don't really. I think it was just because he was like a Superman knockoff to me. And when I was a kid, I was like,
I like him as part of the DC universe, but
which he's not a Superman knockoff. I know that, but
So I'm kind of okay with whatever they decide to do with Shazam.
Yeah, I'm not really, it's not that sacred to me to be like,
right, yeah.
You done fucked it up!
And some of the stuff, they could change and I might not even know, because I don't know that much about him.
Not up on the old Shazam.
Shazam! All right, so, next.
Shazam. Okay.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Next up, there's a whole thing that was going on with the Batman and the Flash and all this.
Oh, that reminds me. I just saw the official announcement for the title of the Batman. You'll never guess what it's called.
The Batman?
Exactly. I thought this was the official announcement.
I thought.
I know, but I'm like, I thought that's what it always was.
Yeah.
But they just officially said it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's officially nice of them.
I know. I'm sorry, continue.
But the Flash also got an official title. And again, I'm absolutely not at all psyched about the Flash movie. However, it's going to be titled Flashpoint, which, for those who don't know, I'm not going to explain all that. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It was a big, but I assume if you're listening to us, you should know, probably have an idea what it is. It was a big. They also kind of covered it in the last season of The Flash, but not very well. But anyway, it was a big event. Flash went back in time. Tried to save his mother, and he fucked everything up. And that led to a whole change in the DC universe, which then they changed back and brought change to the New 52, blah, 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 blah. But in the Flashpoint universe, one interesting thing is Bruce Wayne is the one who got killed in that alley.
Yeah.
And his father, Thomas Wayne, became Batman. The Batman.
Batman.
Who they're saying, I think it's a rumor right now, but they're talking about Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing that version of the Batman.
Well, he was the dad in the Batman vs. Superman at the very beginning for like 2 seconds.
Exactly. So now they're talking about him playing the Batman.
Batman.
Thomas Wayne version. And Martha Wayne became the Joker, which is kind of weird, too. But
it's the girl that plays, it's on The Walking Dead, too. It was his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie, the Maggie girl.
Yeah. Lauren Cohen. Cohen. Laura.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Whatever.
I wonder if they'll do that.
Maybe. So that might be the Flash movie, Flashpoint, with Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne Batman. Still not, I mean, that's kind of cool, but I'm still not that jazzed about it. So, and this all came about also because there was some rumors going around with the Batman that Warner Brothers was trying to push out Ben Affleck as a Batman. And so then originally there was a rumor going around that Jeffrey Dean Morgan would be brought in to replace Ben Affleck as the Batman. But then Ben Affleck has officially said that he is not.
I heard that he wanted to leave.
That at one point, too. But then I heard that they were trying to push him out. But he has confirmed that he does not want to stop playing the Batman, that he enjoys playing the Batman, and he will be playing the Batman. I like to play the Batman.
I can't see them pushing him out because he was like one of the parts that people liked about
the movie. But no, yeah, that was the going around the rumor mills the other day.
Your rumor mills are full of shit.
Yeah, they're full of... No.
Yeah, yours.
No.
Mine aren't. Yours
No,
are.
Yours are.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Those are.
Bitch.
I will kick you square in the nuts, right?
Kick you square in the nuts. So...
Bitch.
So yeah. But, so there's that.
Flash which I don't know. How do you feel? I mean, I thought he was okay, but I wouldn't be totally against a different Batman too, but
yeah. Either way, it's fine with me. I liked him, but yeah, I mean, if they want to go in a different way, that's fine too.
I still want it to be Bruce Wayne, though. I know that you're okay with it not being
Dick Grayson. I'm telling you.
It's too early for that.
I'm fucking telling you.
Too early for that shit.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they just got to bring him into it first.
Yeah.
Something. Do something.
But I mean, in the comics, I liked it when.
Yeah, that was a pretty good run there. I remember reading a good chunk of that, anyway.
Yeah, speaking of the comics.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I wanted to talk about this because I thought you might find it interesting. So DC's starting a new book that they're calling The Terrifics, and it's kind of being played as by some people as it's kind of being reported as like DC's version of the Fantastic Four. Oh, yeah. And it's made up of some characters that we really like, some of the lower tier characters, such as Mr. Terrific. I like Mr. Terrific, he's pretty cool. Metamorpho. I love Metamorpho. I've always loved Metamorpho. He's awesome. And Phantom Girl, who I'm a little, I'm not 100 totally. She's from the Legion of Superheroes, so I'm not super familiar with her, but I know of her. But anyway, the most important part is the fourth member, Plastic Man.
Nice. That's what I was going to say, or Elongated Man or something. I was like,
nah, I can see that too, but nope, it's Plastic Man.
Sweet.
So, right there, I love, you know, I like Mr. Terrific, he's cool, but I love both Metamorpho and Plastic Man. So, I'm definitely going to be checking this shit out. I'm
putting that one for right now.
It's a good fucking thing there, and I like it. So, it's kind of cool.
I like that too. I hope they do something with the Fantastic Four, though. Where are they in the car? Are they totally gone, or are they just, Ben and Johnny around, or
Ben and Johnny? Ben is around. He's working for SHIELD. Johnny was with the Inhumans. I think he still is. And Sue and Reed and their children. Last we knew, at the end of the Secret Wars miniseries, they were rebuilding the multiverse.
Oh yeah,
off doing that. So who knows? I gotta imagine they gotta bring him back at some point because the Fantastic Four is like Marvel's first family, so. I mean, they're a big, important part of Marvel.
I remember reading something recently that they were talking to Kevin Feige. I always feel weird saying that. I'm not saying it right.
Yeah. Feige. And the Feige.
Feige or Feige?
Feige hoogie hoogie. I think it's
Feige.
Feige. Fuck me. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I don't remember if it's Feige or Feige.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
We could be here all night doing that.
Oh, dude.
Feige.
Feige.
But anyway, they asked him about the Fantastic Four, and if there were any plans to somehow work them back into the fold there.
Right.
And he said, no. Basically, he doesn't see that happening anytime soon. Any plans for that, and he talks about that.
Yeah.
It sucks a little bit.
Yeah, it does. But they got to at some point. They got to bring him back. They got to.
It'd be good if you just have to do it right.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people aren't the biggest fans of them, but they have to be in the Marvel family.
Yeah, they just have to.
They
got to
and
do
I
it.
I love fucking Ben Grimm, and I want to see a really cool fucking thing, man. I just want to see
it.
Oh, because the guy would, I know you want to make it there, but I'm talking over you. Fuck. You'll catch the next one. The next train.
Peg itself.
Like, what's his name there? Did it? Michael Chiklis?
Yes. Right? Yeah, Chiklis.
Like, he was okay, but.
Yeah.
He didn't really nail it for me, though.
Mm.
And I didn't like his voice as the thing.
I
like the doing the cartoon there was. in one of the cartoons. Yeah. I don't know. I want to see them fucking nail it, though. Like, not have the guy in the suit, that's.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. And the effects are good enough now that I think they can.
Yeah, they could do like a motion capture thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had Thanos that I just saw. I mean, it looked good. You know, like, I was wondering how that was going to look.
You know? Yeah.
But seeing it in motion and stuff, it looked cool. It looked good.
Cool.
So bring them back.
Yeah, bring them back. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about DC now. DC.
Sorry.
DC.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
So, next up, there have been some talk about Joss Whedon doing some extensive reshoots for Justice League. I mean, you always see it come out lately. Oh, they're doing reshoots. Every movie does reshoots.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
But extensive ones, though.
But extensive ones.
That's the question.
That's the question. Because...
Who, I have no idea. But...
Yeah, right. But yeah, so is this, I mean...
It's like, wow, this movie's a dumpster fire.
I know, right?
I have to reshoot all of it.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm worried about. You sound like Napoleon Dynamite.
God. That's what I'm worried about.
So that's the question, though. How bad is this? How bad was this movie when Josh came in? How much did he have to fix to redo? How bad is this movie going to be?
How?
Is this going to be another Batman versus Superman? Is this going to be another Wonder Woman?
Well, they're coming out soon, right?
The Justice League?
Yeah.
November.
So he doesn't really have a lot of time to be fucking.
I know. That's the thing. There. That's what's concerning.
It's going to be like weird cuts from like just shots of other movies thrown in there.
They'll throw in this. They'll be watching a movie and all of a sudden it'll cut in the old Super Friends cartoon.
Apache Chief. Meanwhile,
what are the fucking Wonder Twins doing in the movie?
Solomon Grundy want pants too.
I forgot about that one.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
Solomon Grundy want pants too.
Oh man!
I'm gonna pull some Ed Wood shit. Just like if we're using the footage.
Yeah.
Like he did, like Plan 9 from Outer Space and shit.
Or he could recut Batman versus Superman. Make it Justice League.
Well, it's so I dark that you probably could get away with it.
You probably, yeah.
Like, there's a rain explosion, darkness, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, could this be the... Is this Joss Whedon fixing what's wrong with the film? Or is this just going to be more of a mess than it already seems to be?
Only time will tell.
We'll find out in November.
I hope it's not a mess, though, because that'll fucking hit the brakes on a lot of shit. I mean, if it's all going to suck, though, I don't know if I want it, but I mean...
I know.
Wonder Woman was so good.
Oh, so good.
If they just try to fucking suck on that teat, try to get the essence of that going. Patty Jenkins.
Bring her in to do Justice League.
Let her do all of it.
All of it. Everything.
She gets it.
All right.
Snyder and the David Ayer guy, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Patty, though, she got it. She got the spirit.
Yeah.
Of what it should be.
That's the main thing. She got the whole spirit of it. She knows.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I mean, it could have been a fluke, maybe. Who knows? Because, you know, she had a lot riding on that. She was trying to prove something.
Maybe she just gets the spirit of Wonder Woman and she might.
She might not give a
I don't care about fucking Batman and shit.
fucking Batman.
Emo fucking. It happened fucking 50 years ago. Get over it,
you're
motherfucker.
You're a billionaire. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my
buy some parents, you fucking whiny bitch.
No shit, right? Fucking rent them off, you know. They fucking... You got fucking...
No, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, you can't really buy that up.
We're sorry for your loss, Batman.
Yeah, we're not real.
All right, let's fucking move on, shall we?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
So this is interesting. I actually just read this earlier today. Danny Trejo. Trejo is going to be in the next season of The Flash TV show.
Wow. I've not seen the last season of The Flash.
I missed that last season of The Flash, Prince of Bel-Air.
Flash.
Well.
I plan on watching it, though, but...
Then, let me tell you, sonny boy. So he's coming in to play the father of the character Gypsy, who is the interdimensional character that she's like a different dimension version of like Vibe, who is Cisco. Is this ringing any bells to you?
Yeah.
So anyway,
the first
because in this past season, Cisco and Gypsy kind of hooked up. I guess you could. They kind of fell in love. They got all fuzzy, warm and fuzzy with each other. So now he's coming in. Danny Trejo is coming in to play her father.
Oh, shit.
Yes, and that's the thought there. It's going to be, oh, shit.
Dad is coming to meet the boyfriend.
Sorry. Oh, but still, that'd be kind of cool. I like Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Trejo.
Trejo. How was the last season? Was it good? Or it got way too relationship drama for me, and I kind of dropped out of.
Yeah, then you're not going to like this past season.
Fuck balls.
Fuck balls indeed.
I don't like that. Why are they doing that shit? But people seem to be eating it up. But
I know.
That's the least interesting aspect of this fucking...
Right?
You're a superhero. Like, come on.
Come on, man. Snap the fuck out of it.
She liked me, but then he liked me. And then, oh, my God. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Save some motherfuckers.
Save some motherfuckers. I like it. So
it was really heavy on that, though, last season?
Well...
Because I fucking can't stand it. I had to stop watching all the shows.
How can I put this? So, the whole season revolved around the... This is the other thing I'm kind of not liking about Flash now. The villain of the season was this character called Savitar.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah. And he, at one point, there's a whole thing where he kills... What's her fate? Iris West?
Not Iris.
Yeah.
I like Iris.
And so
she
then...
She comes back though, right? Tell me. Is she okay? Iris, are you okay?
Is she okay? I'm not going to tell you what happens, and I'm not going to tell you that he kills her and stuff, but there's a thing.
That's my girl, Iris.
There's some time travel involved and all this shit. But anyway, the whole season, a big chunk of the season revolved around Barry trying to do whatever he could to make sure that she didn't get killed. And, you know, some of it got a little sappy.
Was it done well, though?
Yeah, overall.
Was it interesting? I mean...
Yeah, it was decent overall, but again...
More than you wanted.
Yeah. And then the whole, here's the supervillain we're going to, you know, the main speedster supervillain we're going to fight this year.
How the whole Killer Frost angle, how's that working out? Okay, or is it?
That depends on what you mean by okay.
Let me know, are you happy with that, the way that's working out? Or that's our the beginning of that. I don't know.
I don't know. It left off kind of weird. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really loved the first season. I thought the first season of The Flash was great.
Yeah, the first season was great. And then...
The second season had a lot of cool comic book moments.
Right. But then it's
way
too
much drama.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God.
Save the drama for your mama.
And what season just happened? Just
three.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I want to watch it, but I can't take it.
Honestly, I don't know if you're going to enjoy season 3.
That's what I'm feeling like, too.
All right. So, with that being said, let's move on.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I keep thinking it's going to go somewhere else, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Kelly Clarkson.
So, we have some info here about Eli Roth producing a new movie based on the Amityville horror thing there
called 1974.
1974, which was the year I was born.
Yeah, the Amityville horror. I knew it. Burn him. Evil. synchronized humming.
Get the fuck out of here.
See, that's how you know it was somebody a long time when you synchronize ums. But what's interesting about that movie, the director, I can't remember what he did, but I wrote down his name because it had some significance, but I think what he did write or direct was bullshit to me, so I didn't like
it. Really?
But I was going to mention it to other people. Whatever. But the movie is going to be focused on the real... account of the murders that took place in that house way before the whole haunting bullshit.
Oh, I see.
Which they already did. The second Amityville horror movie covers that.
Mm.
I don't. There's so many. I only have the first four, and I stopped there.
There's more than four?
Yeah. There's like little like spinoff shit, and there's ones with the name Amityville. I don't know how close it's supposed to be related to it, but
wow. What the fuck?
Yeah, they just
the fuck, man.
Four is where I stop.
Yeah.
I didn't like the remake, really. But
oh, right, yeah.
I don't know, it could be interesting. I mean, it's hard, you know, it's been done to the fucking death now, the Amityville stuff. But
It's kind of just, it's another haunted house.
Well, this one won't be a haunted house.
Right.
But I guess there's some kind of an entity in the house that possesses the the son has him kill everybody, which is technically the story, the real story.
Interesting.
And the second movie was okay, just because you started to cover that, but it wasn't really a great movie. So I could maybe be interested in seeing a different take on that. But I'm sure you don't give a shit, really. Do you?
Not really.
Yeah. So
I never been big on the Amityville horror thing.
Did you ever see it? The first one? Original one?
I don't think I've seen the whole thing, no.
Get out! You remember see that part?
I do remember that, yes.
That was freaky, man. I remember when I was a kid and they used to play. Remember they used to play the commercial all the time?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I will get the fuck out.
I'm going to go outside now.
I pretty much always got the fuck out every time I heard that.
Even if you just walked in. Get out. Okay.
Just turning around and get out.
See you later.
And the Helter Skelter thing, remember that? They used to always show the commercial for that, the Manson family.
Oh, movie. Yeah.
They used to freak me out.
Yeah.
Anyone else freaked me out? And at one time.
Do tell.
Remember the commercial for Sybil? Remember that?
Oh,
shit?
Yeah, I do remember that.
They had the cat head in the fucking
rubbish. Yeah.
She, like, took off the lid and it was, like, hissed at her.
Yeah.
That shit freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, it was some funky shit.
That was a weird-ass movie.
Sybil.
Oh, look, they used to show all this shit, like, during the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Salem's Lot, remember that? With the kid floating up in the window.
Yes.
Like, the shiny eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck no. Can you tell me to get out too? That's what I'm going to do.
Or even like commercials for fucking, like The Shining and shit used to freak me out too.
I don't remember Shining commercials. Wendy.
Or fucking, what was that? Shit, I'm drawing a blank. What's the Damien one?
Oh, The Omen?
Yeah, The Omen.
Yeah, because I think in the commercial for that, it used to be like, look at me, the nanny or something.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, look at me, Damien's all for you. And then she jumps off and hangs herself.
Yeah.
And then they had that, with a sheet of glass goes through the guy's fucking head and takes his head off. Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
They used to show that in the commercial, too. I'm like, whoa.
And Cujo.
Cujo.
That one fucked me up because fucking the dog, man.
Yeah, when it's like shit that could really happen.
Yeah.
That's why I like Jaws. Cujo. Yeah.
Well,
like,
Jaws is a little exaggerated. But,
yeah, I mean, you have to go out of your way for that one.
Yeah, but you get, yeah. But so.
Cujo. That shit
Cujo,
could happen.
And fucking, do you remember we used to have a St. Bernard in our neighborhood? There was a family that had a St. Bernard. Do you remember that?
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meow.
You know what other one kind of fucked me up? The Fog. Did you ever watch that one?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I mean, they were like pirate ghosts and shit. A little Scooby-Doo-ish. But every time the fog would come around, I'm like, put the windows up. It's getting inside.
I'm going to die. Pirate ghost.
Key Scoop. Right, Raggy. Pirate ghost. That's a good-ass movie, though. I like it.
Pirate ghost? Yeah, I love that one.
No, fog, bitch.
I know.
Original fog, not the new one. I always have to clarify. Okay, sorry.
All right, so let's move on.
Road there.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
Wasn't ready for it.
Neither was he. Yeah. So now we have something about Robotech.
Robotech.
And Andy what the fuck is that?
Let me see it again.
Muschietti.
Andy. Muschietti. Muschietti.
Muschietti.
Whoa, Jesus.
Andy Muschietti.
Yeah, I feel like that's wrong, but that's...
Is going to be directing Robotech for Sony.
Which he is the one that is directing the It movies right now, the new It movies.
So what is this? A live action?
I think it's a live action.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Whoa. I like it.
Make it so.
Sounds good.
I can't. I don't know.
I love Robotech.
I don't know if I really watched that one. I mean, I'm aware
Robotech
of it.
Robotech is awesome.
And I think I've seen some of it, but I don't think I was that watched that one as much.
I did. I used to love it. Love it.
Love it. That's pretty cool, though.
Come on, man. Fucking planes and shit transform into giant robots.
You can't help but love that.
You can't help but love that.
They're jumping on that freaking giant robot train now.
Yeah.
Did you see the teaser for Pacific Rim?
No. Oh. I saw it, but I didn't get to see it.
He just showed a bunch of different robots and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of cool because it had like a way more like fun vibe to it.
Awesome.
So there's another giant robot movie too coming out somewhere. What was it? I don't know, but I'm like, yes, this is untapped. I'm like, why have you guys been doing this all along?
I know, right?
Oh, I hope the fucking Godzilla movie has Jet Jaguar, which is unlikely.
Oh, Jet Jaguar.
But that would be fantastic.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Oh.
Jet Jaguar.
That would be awesome.
If they could do it, if they, have to change it a little bit.
Speaking of which, I guess there was a picture of Mothra recently that came out.
Mothra. Oh, really? Was it the...
I didn't see it, but I saw the headline.
Mothra. That's cool.
Yeah, so good stuff. Bring on the giant robots.
Yes.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
So, all right, moving on. Says here, Matt Berman intends to finish Road of the Dead and four other films that... I almost said Cesar Romero again.
Jesus.
George Romero was working on.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Batman! Why? Yeah, he was the assistant director on the last three Romero Dead movies, which weren't his best ones. But I think that's pretty cool. Because we were just talking about The Road of the Dead, and I feel like... I think he was going to direct it anyway. So I'm glad that he's going to finish it, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And in four other films, too?
Yeah, he said two of them were based on a book, or on books. One of them was a zombie movie, but it was like a comedy, he said.
Hmm.
And the other one, I can't remember what he said, what it was, though. But
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's
good
nice
on
for
you,
the fans,
man. Good on you.
Unless he's, I'm just going to milk it, like, this is my next project is...
Beg it so.
George Romero's.
Yeah. Freaking next 20 projects. Oh, this is I found this in George Romero's drawer.
Yeah, I was looking through my glove box. This is a script with it.
And then, that movie sucked. It was so bad. Well, George Romero, it was right near when he was going to die. So,
his fault.
Oh, man. Not cool, man. Not cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that is cool.
You contradicting fuck. Not cool. It's cool.
Not cool, but it's cool.
No, I think that's good. He said that.
I think it's good.
We got out of a place of love and respect for him. So.
Right. Yeah. So, which is definitely, it's gonna.
He was right now. There was a. I'm sorry, but there was a whole list of stuff that he was working on.
Oh, really?
Or that through the years that never happened, and it was so many cool fucking things in there. I'm like, Oh, I wish like a fraction of any of that happened because it was so awesome.
Well, maybe it still will.
I don't know if that stuff will see the light of day. But.
All right. Well, good luck, Mr. Berman. I wish you well.
Godspeed, sir.
But we have other.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Omega Man movie, you say?
Well, you said it. I didn't say it.
I wrote it because it's written down.
Yeah. Difference.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, I'm a little confused,
A Mega Man movie you wrote down? That sounds stupid.
I was like, yeah, there you go. Fucking wing it, whatever you want to say. It didn't say if it was... They were talking about it at first like it was live action, but it didn't specifically say if it was. But I was kind of left with the impression that it was going to be, which is just fucking weird.
That seems odd. I don't know if that would work.
I don't know.
Mega Man live action. Smooth, man, smooth.
You drop your headmaster. I thought you told her to go home.
Well,
that's naughty. The perks of being a fucking podcaster.
It is. Yeah. That's news to me.
I'm
playing with my Transformer heads.
It's like my fidget spinner. I'm just like, I keep folding it, unfolding it, folding it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like when I heard about when the fidget spinners came out, I'm like, I don't need a fucking fidget spinner. I got Transformers. Transform, untransform, transform.
That's the OG fucking fidget spinner.
You know it.
I don't really get the fidget spinner thing.
I don't either.
Like my niece has one. Say, oh, here's a fidget spinner. I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm like, I grab it. Okay. I grabbed it in the middle and then you spin it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then what happens? It's like, oh, that's it. I'm like, you want to do this because of what now?
I get bored with it in 10 seconds.
I'm like, it's not even, it takes all the skill of us, like a top out of it too, because you're like, you don't actually have to spin it and keep it up. It just, you just hold it and spin it. Or you can lay it down and spin it. I'm like,
oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I did see a video once of a cat playing with it. I'm like, it's a fucking cat toy.
We're giving our kids cat toys.
We're giving our kids cat. So anyway, what the fuck? We were talking about a Mega Man movie.
I have no idea.
So anyway, Mega Man movie. We don't really have any other info on it, right?
The only thing I remember, did I write anything else other than that? Oh, I think I was going to
look it up. Mega Man movie coming.
I think I was going to look
it up. You couldn't even write a full fucking sentence.
I was writing out of paper.
You couldn't even fucking write a full sentence on it, and you want to know if there's more info. No, there's something right below it.
Speaking of below it.
So we don't have anything else. Other than...
All I know is the people that were working on it, though, weren't exciting. It was like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, all right. All right, well, then...
But I think I would like to see that, maybe. Mm. I was a big fan of Mega Man. I still like Mega Man, but I haven't really played a Mega Man game in,
fucking ages, yeah.
It's been a while.
I don't know if I'd want to see a movie on it, though.
I think I would wait till it...
Yeah. I'm concerned about it. So I'd have
to
leave
my house
to
see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm concerned about a movie. All right, so...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Another movie... that could be interesting is District 10 still supposed to be happening.
Says it's happening. There wasn't really much more info on that, though.
But that I have mixed feelings on. I loved District
9. What were you saying there,
fella? I love... I heard part of that word. What was that?
Oh, I wish I could control over the recording.
I so do know. Ten of them, I'm in heaven.
Anyway, as I was going to say, I love District 9. That was a great movie. But then...
Yeah, that was good.
He's kind of...
Yeah, the other movies, that's his best movie by far.
That's his best movie, yeah. So, it'd be cool to go back into that world again, but then,
He is doing these short films, which I did. I was watching one of them, but I kind of skipped around a little bit because it was like a half an hour. And I was like, I just wanted to see the creature. It was like this, I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was kind of cool.
Was it Chappie?
No. And it wasn't that crappy. Like Chappie.
Oh.
It was crappy.
You saw Chappie, right?
Yeah. Mm. Not a big fan.
Mm-mm. I didn't care for the Chappie one.
Oh, I just saw it yesterday, Hardcore Henry. Remember that movie? Where it's all the first-person perspective.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I kind of liked it. It was different. It added, because the story was not... It felt like a video game.
Yeah.
The way the story...
Right,
The
I could tell,
End, But it had, what's the guy from District 9 there? Chartley Copley or something? What the hell is his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I can't remember. I can never remember how to say his damn name.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of that. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, he was in that. I like that dude. He's cool.
Is that one worth checking out, you think?
Yeah, I mean, the motions, I don't know if you get motion sick or the, it bounces, it's a bouncy.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. I didn't get nauseous, but I could see people getting like, oh, fuck.
Only one way to find out, and that's to watch it and see what happens.
And it kept moving. It was like, never slowed down.
Oh, yeah. I figured,
it was a pretty good time. Because, action movies, we've seen so many action movies.
Yeah.
It takes something different to make it interesting for me now,
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I know, that's the thing. We're kind of, I wouldn't say jaded, but...
Yeah, we just seen, you can only see, all the stories are so simple. It's revenge or fucking...
We've all seen a lot of shit. Speaking of which...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Are they really going to be making another Body Snatchers movie? Seriously?
Yes.
Come on.
Do not pass go! Do not collect $200!
The first one is great. The 70s one was pretty good.
Mm.
That's the one I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Sutherland and
Jeff
Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, can't go wrong. Donald Sutherland is also...
Oh, and fucking Leonard Nimoy is in that, too.
Oh, shit, yeah. Leonard Nimoy and Jeff Goldblum. Mm.
It's an interesting combo.
Mm.
You know, it has that image that will never leave my mind. You remember that? It's like a dog running around with a person's face. Do you remember to see that?
Yeah, I do remember that now that you mention it.
Fucking twisted that was.
Creepy.
I feel like the world, that shit's really happening in the Body Snatchers.
No shit, right?
But instead of aliens, they're just all being turning into assholes. Like every day I wake up, there's just more assholes.
We are the assholes from Assholio 1.
Assholio.
We come from Uranus.
And we like to... Ten of them would be nice. fire. I'm like, hey, I just saw that guy. He was cool yesterday. Now he's a complete asshole.
So, all right. So do we have any other info on the body snatchers?
No, they didn't really say. I don't think even think they mentioned who was doing it, but.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's another.
Do you know there's been
reboot.
This would be the fifth one. There was one that was, there was one with Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman.
There was,
which was called The Invasion. It was kind of like
remember
that? I kind of remember that one.
Oh yeah, I don't think I saw that one, but yeah, I remember it coming out.
I don't think I really liked it too much.
But
the thing, the original story was had like a social commentary thing that. I don't think people nowadays can pull off, or it's not as relevant.
Yeah, they don't get it. You know? Yeah.
It's weird. It's like we are turning into the fucking 80s again. The music, the movies,
yeah.
The styles, the yeah, Russians.
But not as good.
Everything's coming back.
It's,
yeah.
It's like a bad reboot of the 80s.
Yeah, it's like a degraded like fax or a copy of a...
Yeah,
copy of it. You know, it's like
when you make a copy of the VHS tape that,
or it's like oh, Pet Sematary.
Oh,
like the 80s was dead. Somebody buried back. It. And they came back the shitty version, the shitty evil version. All the movies, the music.
Yeah.
They keep seeing things that my niece watches and stuff, and I'm like, they dress like in 80s clothes.
Really?
They have fucking keytars and shit.
Oh, jeez. That's like, what you're more fucking keytars. All right, so.
Let's... 80s are back.
80s are back.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
So, let's move on to video games, shall we? And there was some.
I didn't have that much on video games this weekend.
No, all we have is Telltale Games. Announce some games. that you can play the games.
Games.
What'd they announce?
They announced the new seasons of Wolf Among Us.
Yes, I saw that, yeah. Which I still want to try that one.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, I would definitely, if you're going to buy it, get it for the PS4 because I had it for the Xbox. And it was so fucking choppy. Like,
oh, really?
It was the worst out of all those. I mean, it was playable, but there's one part I kept messing up the button time thing because it kept lagging. And it was totally, I just.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I'm like, son of a bitch. But that was a good one.
Yeah.
And then they had Batman.
I saw that. Yep.
Which they teased to have focus around the Riddler, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
And the final season of The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Which I think that comes out like. One of them is coming out.
I still gotta play the last months. Season.
Yeah, right. You can borrow it if you want, or whenever you're ready or want to.
Yeah, cool. I think, I want to say the Batman might be coming out next.
Yeah, I think it was Batman.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm a little burned out on those, though, right now, because I've just played four in a row.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the Game of Thrones one.
Oh, yeah, I want to play that one, too.
It's pretty good. Like, it captures, you know, all the...
The feel of it and shit. The
political intrigue.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like... And I like how Game of Thrones does that. Like, it has, like, 10 storylines going on.
Right, yeah.
But it's not, like, muddled and hard to follow. It's just...
Right. Yeah, that's cool about it.
And it focuses on House Forrester. It's so bad. My memory's so bad. Like I watched all of it,
I
remember like the main things about it, but details. I'm like, I don't know.
Me too.
Names
I'm so
and shit.
Bad.
I'm like, I have no idea.
I'm so bad with that.
But it does have the you know the people from the original cast, and I think that their voice made them. Like I think Peter Dinklage does.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is kind of
neat. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty good. You can borrow that too if you want to at some point.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right. So next up.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
So, they're talking about rebooting the Van Helsing movie. Mm. Well, didn't they want to make that a part of the Dark Universe?
Yeah, that's what I meant to write down.
And they're talking about having Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Star
in it. Horse announcer. Coming out the outside is Channing Tatum. Followed by your grandmother's grundle. Channing. I want to get a horse. It's like your grandma's grundle.
Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum.
Owie. Okay.
So, yeah, Van Helsing moving, Channing Tatum, part of the Dark Universe, even though after Das Mumi, there's been some darkness shed on the Dark Universe. I see what I did there. Sorry.
Did you do
I'm
it?
Sorry.
Don't do it.
Because of Channing Tatum. So, yeah.
That doesn't really fill me with much excitement there.
No.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I'm sure also he's a lovely fellow. But
yeah.
As far as in the movies and stuff,
yeah.
I don't like it so much.
Not so much, no.
No.
So,
but Van well, as long as it's better than the fucking other Van Helsing movie.
It's gotta be, right?
That was...
Ugh.
God. That was
ugh.
Terrible.
Ugh.
I'm like, I love all those monsters and stuff.
I know.
And I couldn't enjoy it on any level.
No. Well, there was one level, but anyway.
Talk about Kate Beckinsale level? Or yeah. The other? Oh.
That too, yeah.
Hey.
There was two levels. Hey-o! So, yeah, so we'll see. Channing Tatum, Van Helsing, whatever.
It's not exciting.
Not exciting. All right, but also not exciting.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
There was some announcements that came out regarding Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So, they had Ivan Reitman was talking about doing another Ghostbusters, but bringing back the original cast.
Yeah, remember we were talking about before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Including a CGI Harold Ramis? Really?
Well, they said, somebody asked him about that.
So.
And they said, he said, oh, we thought about it or something. You know, like,
so
thought
like,
about it.
Like a Tarkin.
Tarkin!
Tarkin!
See? I knew that was going to open up a Pandora's
right,
box.
Yeah.
Fucking...
That's what I'm afraid of, yeah.
See, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
See, the Tarkin thing, it was like, it made sense.
Mm.
Because of the way the story was.
Mm.
And it was so long after his passing that it didn't feel as...
Mm.
But Harold Ramis, you know, yeah. It's too soon, man.
It is, yeah.
It feels like... And I don't know if they're going to make him a ghost or...
Oof, yeah.
Which is even fucking...
Yeah.
Tackier.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
I don't know.
Just, if you want to bring back the other three, that's great. But just don't...
I don't know. It sucks because I would love to see all of them together.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But I don't know.
But it wouldn't be.
Do you have Andy Serkis doing it or something? He can do monkeys real good, like, can he do Harold Ramis?
That's the
question. That's the million-dollar question right there.
Yeah, so.
Egon. Ray. I don't know, man. I didn't even think of that shit, and then they, I was
I
like, what? They're
not,
talking, they were thinking about
I
it.
I know, right? I'm definitely not thrilled about that one.
Yeah.
So.
I do like the crossover. Well, I'd rather just have the original and not the crossover. But if they're going to keep going, I'll take a crossover.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an animated movie, too, which I don't
know. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they're going to bring him back in that, but it sounded like a live-action one, not... That's scary.
Yeah,
just stick down the road, like, what's going to be, what are we going to be watching?
I know, right? I'll tell you what we're going to be watching.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
A new
Kelly Clarkson? Oh.
Make it so.
We're going to be...
Did you make it? Oh, I know that shit. It's one, that's one song.
Fucking... we're going to be watching...
Oh, shut the fuck up.
We're going to be watching another Spawn movie.
Spawn.
Which is going to be produced by Blumhouse?
Blumhouse.
Blumhouse?
Blumhouse! Yeah, which they're kind of doing a lot of the shitty horror movies right now, but that's cool, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's officially happening.
The R-rated Spawn, yeah.
I think it's going in production pretty soon. He did do like a Facebook announcement or something.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm looking forward to that.
I think he's directing it, because he said that's the only way he would do it.
Mm.
I don't know how he is as a director.
I don't either. But
so you don't feel like it's too late, or you care enough to be like, yeah, I want to see that shit? You...
There's always been a place in my heart for Spawn. I used to like Spawn a lot.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Then I dropped off of Spawn. Then I came back to Spawn, and I dropped off of Spawn again. So, but I'll tell you what, there was one part when I came back to Spawn... where they were doing like more of a horror thing with it, and that was pretty fucking cool. And if they did,
I think I was reading some of that with you.
I think you were.
It was a different guy, right? It wasn't.
It was right before. It was that was part of it, but then there was also part with Al Simmons. But so if they do that, like take that kind of a direction, because it's going to be R-rated.
Well, that's what he said. He wants to make it scary and like
right, yeah,
badass.
I'm all for that. That could be awesome. That could be awesome.
But I also heard really low budget.
Ooh.
He was shooting to do it. That was one of his pitch angles there. He's like, I can make a movie for no money. Can't do it in a lot of shadows things and not see too much.
Okay, yeah. That could work.
Yeah, I hope it's not too low budget.
Yeah, not too, yeah.
I want to actually see fucking Spawn.
Otherwise, it will be on Keepers of the Fringe. Well, it will be anyway, but but not for the other reason. Yeah, so we'll look forward to that.
I guess. I'm glad that it's finally happening.
Yeah,
we've been talking about it for
I know, right?
Since the last one came out,
and I'm definitely interested in an R-rated Spawn horror than taking a horror direction.
I do have the R-rated cut of the original movie.
There's an R-rated cut.
Yeah, you know when he shoots what's her name, Priest? He shoots her in the head, and they show it. It's R now.
That's it?
You see the hole in her head.
That's it?
I think that was the only difference.
That's it?
Yeah. Maybe there was a fuck chucked in there.
A fuck chuck. I don't give a fuck chuck.
I think that was it. I was like, yay, our censor.
And it's a whole 30 seconds longer.
Well, that's being generous.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, so I guess that'll do it for this for the topics this week. And it'll be time to move on to our movie. And this week, in honor of Martin Landau passing, we have watched a film called Alone in the Dark.
Not the Christian Slater Tara Reid vehicle from the 2000s.
Right, 2005, I think it was.
Yeah.
That'll be next week.
No.
No. Do you even have that one?
No. That sounded weird. I couldn't tell where out of my head it was coming. It sounded like kind of my nose,
it
but
kind of weird. all right, so here we go. Here comes the movie review.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
All right, so this week we went with the movie Alone in the Dark, the 1982 version.
Not the shitty Christian Slater one.
Was it shitty? I've never seen it.
It was shitty. It had that girl in it from American Pie, Tara Reid. That tells you all you need to know.
And that one was based on the video game, you said?
Yes.
Mm. Well, this one is not. This is the 1982 version, as I stated. It was directed by Jack Sholder.
I love that motherfucker.
What else has he done? Also written by?
I was lying.
That's what I thought.
Me nothing know him.
Yeah, so Jack Sholder. And it stars Jack Palance.
Yes.
Believe it. Or not. Excuse me. Donald Pleasance. Martin Landau.
Martin Landau. That's the connection here we were making.
Yeah. And yes, we were right. Dwight Schultz.
Dwight Schultz.
Who many may remember as...
It was Hannibal, right?
Yeah.
No. Yes?
No, Murdoch.
Murdoch, that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. From the A-Team. Murdoch from the A-Team. That crazy movie. Also, you Star Trek fans might remember him on Next Generation.
Oh, yeah. You know what the weird thing is, though?
Yeah.
He played the crazy dude on the A-Team. And in this movie, he was the only one that was not crazy.
Whoa!
That's probably why he took it. He's like, I get to get my... Well, this is before A-Team? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 1982 was before A-Team. Dude, that totally blew my mind.
You're turning into a morning DJ with that.
Yeah, I know thing. I am.
The Zoo Crew, fucker. Yeah.
Top 10! All right. And some other
need
people.
Need an intervention.
Huh?
Need an intervention.
Yeah.
With the button box.
Shit. And then a bunch of other people, I don't recognize their names.
I had the lady.
Delaney!
From Something About Mary. Remember the lady that we were talking about? I can't remember what her name is, though. She was in Kingpin and.
Yeah.
Something About Mary. She played Melda.
Lynn Shea, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
For a very brief cameo, though.
Yeah, like 2 seconds. So, the synopsis of the film. A quartet of murderous psychopaths break out of a mental hospital during a power blackout and lay siege to their doctor's house.
Pretty much it.
Pretty much it. So, I guess that's all the info we got on it that we need to go. Interesting that it had Jack Palance, Donald Pleasance, Martin Landau, Dwight Schultz. Very interesting. Oh, and Erlen Van Lith as Ronald Fatty Elster.
Right. He looks familiar, but I don't know.
He did, yeah.
he's the big baby Huey motherfucker.
Holy sh! Born in the Netherlands. He was in The Running Man. Stir Crazy.
Oh, I thought that was him, but he looked skinnier than...
Well, maybe, yeah.
In this movie, he looks skinnier, but Stir Crazy was somewhere around there.
He only has 4 credits as an actor. Running Man, Alone in the Dark, Stir Crazy, and The Wanderers.
Holy shit. Yeah, you remember in Running Man, the apparatic fucking dude? Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. I know he looked familiar.
Yeah, he did. He looked wicked familiar to me, too. But I thought he did more than just 4 movies. So.
Well, that's cool. He was good in Stir Crazy and, well, The Running Man, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's all right. But.
So. That's the info. Let's move on to, if we stick with our newly, recently formed review process, now we're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the nitpicky. So, first, we'll move on to the good. Yep.
The cast.
The cast was good.
I think they made it watchable.
I think so, yeah.
If it wasn't for them, it'd probably be run of a mill.
Yeah. It'd be crap fest. So the cast, it is a pretty good cast overall.
And they all were crazy as Even Donald Pleasance, he was supposed to be a doctor, but he was
I know, there was some weird shit going on with him, too.
Yeah.
The other good thing about the movie is, the end there, it ended.
It ended.
So that was a good thing.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Okay, so...
Next! No, it was that.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
But it wasn't a bad movie.
No, it wasn't a bad movie. It just was, but it wasn't a great movie either.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was alright, yeah. And they all did a pretty decent job, given what they had.
Yeah, it was nice to see them all in, like, one movie.
Yeah. Oh, would have been better with some Jeff Goldblum and some Christopher Walken added in. Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, I just saw a thing. Oh, it was on Conan. Did you watch Conan at all this week? He had his big San Diego Comic-Con shows.
Yeah, I saw one part, and I did see something with Jeff Goldblum on there.
Yeah, he did this bit where he was, actually ties into this. He was playing a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
Who deals with superheroes and stuff.
Yeah, I did see that.
And just watching that, it just... reminds me of how much I love Jeff Goldblum, how awesome he is.
He's the best.
Even doing that little bit, he was just fucking awesome.
I'd love to just listen to him talk.
Yeah.
Just do it all day.
I even love those stupid apartment commercials that he does. I'm like, hey, you know, these commercials are stupid, but it's Jeff Goldblum, so. All right, so I think that's all we got for the good. What about the bad? Well.
I don't know if there's anything that really stands out as bad per se. How about you? Do you think so? I don't know.
I think this. I don't know if it's bad or nitpicky, but the story was a little convenient at times. A little too convenient.
Well, yeah, like the blackout was a really big part of it. Like, yeah. I don't know how long this blackout was, a couple days or something.
Yeah, right? It seemed like it, yeah.
But so, yeah, they had everybody, the like Jack Palance and all those guys, on like the third floor of this mental institution, and. They were only kept in there by, like, electric locks and stuff. Like,
yeah.
There's no bars on the windows
right, yeah.
and stuff. Or what.
Nope, no bars.
And they kept talking about that, like, oh, yeah, it's electric, you know, like...
Yeah, oh, no, like,
that new invention.
If the electricity ever goes... Yeah, it seemed like it was, what was it we said, like, it, you said it was, like, at the... when electricity, it felt like it was made when electricity was first invented or something. But,
yeah, you know, they always do that in movies, like, when something comes out and then they, like, talk about it, like...
Yeah, you're like, oh, so...
It's all electric, like. It's all state of the art.
Boy, it sure would be a shame. You know, it'd be bad if the power ever went out.
They kept mentioning it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, okay. Yeah, I know.
So guess what happened? The power goes out.
They all escape. Yeah, and they all escape.
There was a group of four of them.
Yeah, it was the previous mentioned Jack Palance, Martin Landau, the fat dude, and one other guy who they wouldn't show his face because... Oh, that is the other thing. That's the bad thing.
The twist.
They wouldn't show his face because the twist in the movie was... They said, oh, he doesn't like to show his face to strangers or blah, 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 whatever. So and there was one point where he actually put on a fucking hockey mask. Like, Jesus. But his nose would bleed every time he was killing somebody.
Yeah, he would strangle people, and that was like his thing. That's why he was in there. He would strangle people, and his nose would bleed.
Right. So they called him the Bleeder. He's the Bleeder. But yeah, so the twist in the movie was because you never saw his face. At one point, the doctor played by Dwight Schultz, who is being harassed by these psychos. His sister comes into town, and she goes to a nuclear power protest, which is so 80s. I don't even think half the time people give a shit anymore. Or it's like, yeah, whatever. But then they get thrown in jail, blah, 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 and then they meet up with him, and she, you know,
he's one of the protesters.
She gets the hots for him, so she brings him back to the house. So then it turns out that he's the killer that we never got to see his face.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Bleeder.
The Bleeder.
The Bleeder. And
his sister was nuts, too. Well, she had something like that. She was coming to stay with them.
She had some kind of psychological episode.
And she saw some weird shit. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know.
Really quick flash of...
She's, like, walking to the window, and then some quick flash of, like, a...
Like a weird, bald, slimy dude.
Yeah.
Just kind of popped kinda up and, like...
zombie-ish or something. Oh! Yeah. And, of course, well, that was more of a nitpicky thing, I guess. But, of course, her character was the one that had to say the titular line.
Titular line.
You know a movie's great when they say the title in the movie. Oh, I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid to be alone in the dark. Yeah, so...
Radio DJ. Your turn. I need a fucking a horn and a fucking.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
So I guess that was probably the worst of it. Was that?
Yeah, too much
convenience and too much.
And they wanted to kill Dwight, the doctor that. They thought the doctor that they used to see. They killed him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were taking out their revenge,
right,
on the new doctor, but the old doctor just moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
he wanted to be with Rocky. So, all right. So that's the major bad stuff. Now we'll get on to the nitpicky stuff. As I said before, the titular line. That's always annoying. You always hate seeing that. You're like, come on. But she tricked me because there was one point where I thought she was going to say it, and then she didn't say it, and then she said it a minute later. So, another nitpicky thing was at the end, they kill the other killers, and then Jack Palance is the only one left with the family, and he, all of a sudden, when he's about to kill Dwight Schultz, doctor, the power comes back on right at that moment. And then the TV comes on, and it just happens to be like a news interview with the former doctor that they thought Dwight Schultz killed.
Yeah, because they were trying to convince him that he's alive.
He's alive. Look, see, look, he's on the TV there. I think it would have been better if they went with the... Actually, you said it as a joke, but if he thought it was like some kind of evil trick in the TV box and he killed, and he fucking killed him.
Magic box of lies.
Yeah. The magic box of lies. So, and he killed him anyway. That would have been better, I think, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, because the ending was weird. Because Jack Palance, like, you could tell he's like, oh, he feels bad all of a sudden, and he leaves the house.
Yeah.
And then he goes to a club where they had the Sick Fucks playing before. Yeah. I don't know if it was the same band.
Yeah, a band called the Sick Fucks. Which
New Wave Rocky Club.
Yeah. They were like, what the hell, what did I think of, they're like a fucking bad version of Alice Cooper or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he pulled on my bad, and he just, like, left. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. And he walked up, and he goes to the fucking club. So, yeah, that was kind of a little weak. And then the whole thing about them talking about the electricity over and over again, you're like, all right, I get it. And then the other weird thing that killed me was the when the power goes out, the next scene is everybody looting the fires. It looked like a freaking it was like a riot.
2 minutes later,
there was fires all over the place, people looting.
You know, and they were looting weird shit, like a dresser. Like, who's fucking take the dresser?
Come on, man. What the fuck is that shit?
It's like, come on, you need like 3 guys. Help me move this dresser. Like, who the fuck is stealing?
I know, right?
Fucking wardrobe unit.
I've been needing a new fucking dresser and shit. I gotta redo my whole bedroom. Time to loot.
And it was more than one. And then they had that one weird guy that came out with like the red sparkly like pantsuit. That's all he had. He just ran out like.
Oh, yeah, and that was funny because then, so the killers used that scene to break into the store and get some weapons, some knives and stuff. Jack Palance steals a bow and arrow, a crossbow, excuse me. And then they come out and they go to steal the van, and the bleeder, that's when he takes the hockey mask, and then he kills the guy that was driving the van, and then he freaks out and he runs away or whatever. So the other three hop in the van and they start taking off like really slowly, trying to avoid people.
They were like safely driving through the crowd, which is weird.
Like, oh, you gotta watch out for these people. Oh, they didn't do nothing. We can't kill them. So yeah, it was just fucking. It was weird.
Like, safety first.
Safety first.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that was.
Was
weird.
A little.
That was very weird. Though. Yeah. Anything else you can think of?
Nitpicky.
Like the.
Did you just hear like a tugboat or something?
I think it might be.
Like in the distance?
I might have had my phone on vibrate.
I just want to make sure that wasn't just me.
Yeah. All right. So, where were we? Nitpicky.
Well, one thing is kind of nitpicky, but when this final standoff is at the doctor's house and they're all outside trying to, terrorize him and shit.
Yep.
And they're like,
in the dark,
they break one of the windows, and they're like, oh, they go move a cabinet and put it over like one door. But I'm like, they have like 30 windows on their bottom floor.
Yeah, the whole, it's like, it might as well just be a glass house.
I know. They were like, oh, I should hold them. And I'm like,
that's funny. You kept pointing them out. You're like, see that French doors? Look at that. That's
like a French doors. I'm like, you just bust right through that shit. And later on, the door started breaking. I'm like, oh no. And then they're trying to cover them up. I'm like, ugh. Why didn't you do that earlier?
Yeah.
As far as the threat, though, they were kind of all taken out pretty.
Yeah, they were, really. Part. Yeah. Except the fat one, they freaking... He got killed by his fellow killer.
Yeah, fellow...
The bleeder killed the fat guy by chopping him in the back with a meat cleaver.
And then he hit him with a bat in the meat cleaver and dug it further into him. I've never seen that.
He hit him right in the meat cleaver.
It was weird. But you didn't know he was the other killer at that point. Supposed to know that.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else? There was the boob quotient was a little low for me. There was only one scene of kind of sort of boobs from Bunky. Character called Bunky. But that whole scene was awkward too. So Bunky goes to their house to.
The classic babysitter.
Yeah, take care of their daughter after school or whatever. And then she calls up her boyfriend, and he comes over, and they go into their bedroom, I guess the parents' bedroom, which is weird. Then they start, fooling around, but it was really awkward. And then Martin Landau.
Yeah, it might have been.
His character was under the bed, so he starts stabbing through the bed, but he doesn't actually hit anybody, and then... Except he pulled the boyfriend under the bed.
Yeah, because he heard a noise. I was in the closet.
Yeah. And then he was killing the boyfriend, but who was making seal noises.
No, she was making the seal noises.
Oh, well, that was her? I thought it was him.
Yeah, when they stabbed through the bed, you're like, doing this weird, what the hell was that?
I know, right?
It was very weird.
Yeah. And so, of course they died, but you don't find that out until later. But
classic in the pantry, you open the door
and they fall out.
You gotta love it.
So there was actually a lot of... Well, I don't know if it was at the time, because it was 1982.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of cliches and tropes in this movie.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it was still early enough to get a pass, I think. But
I think so, yeah, at the time. But now, like, there was the jump scare with the girl, the little girl, when they were eating ice cream, she came out with a
spoon.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh. I hate the jump scares. Those are so fucking stupid. I hate when they get me. Yeah. That's what I hate.
And it's usually not because it was scary, just because it's really fucking loud.
Yeah, like fucking Event Horizon.
Yeah, that movie pissed me off.
That movie pissed me off, too.
And fucking, like, hey, how's it going? Bam! And you're like, what the fuck?
Like, and I was like, train!
Whoa! Yeah, I'd be like real quiet, and then I was like, like, you can't help but jump.
I know, you're like, what the fuck? And then you're like, oh, you spend the rest of the movie pissed off because I got you.
You didn't earn it, you fuckers.
That was a cheap shot. Yeah, so let's see, anything else nitpicky?
No, can't really think of anything.
Mm. All right, so what do we got? We got the final verdict there. What do you think there? I don't know what that was. What do you
I think
it?
It's worth a watch.
Mm,
I'd recommend it.
Given the pedigree of the actors and stuff and its early film, an early 80s film, I would say give it a shot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen way worse.
Yeah, way worse. I would say don't expect too much. I mean, this is not an Oscar winner here, obviously. But I'd say check it out. It's worth checking out, especially if you're a fan of any of the particular actors, you know, like Jack Palance or Dwight Schultz or whatever, or even Martin Landau.
Yeah. It's nice to see them all in, like, one film.
Yeah.
They all did a good job. I mean,
yeah, it was
they're playing crazy, so that's always fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see them playing crazy. Martin Landau really actually did a good job being nuts.
Yeah, you got into it pretty good.
Yeah.
Jack Palance doesn't really have to try.
No,
Or Donald Pleasance, really.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
They always feel like a little unhinged there.
Yeah. But Martin Landau, he did a good, like, he had this, like, creepy Joker smile going and stuff, and it was weird.
Wild-eyed fucking...
Oh, that reminds me.
He was an ex-preacher or something.
Yeah, who used to light churches on fire with people in them. That reminds me, that whole scene with the mailman was fucking weird.
Yeah, there was a mailman on a bike, and
they
were just, like, slowly, like, stalking him, like,
First of all, who the fuck, what mailman rides a bicycle? And then they're slowly, you know, obviously they were playing with him, they're slowly following him, he's like, pass me. And then he turns, they stop the van, and Martin Landau looks out, and he starts laughing with this weird laugh. And then the mailman says something.
They don't ever call Jack Palance an asshole.
Yeah, he called him an asshole, and then Jack Palance kind of did, like, the, I don't know, weird, like he just sat there for a minute, like, whoa, you can see him, like, getting all pissed off, and then he backed into the mailman and sent them flying.
Yeah, it was two times he got called an asshole, and
he didn't like it.
No.
He didn't like it. Martin Landau stole the hat, the mailman's hat, and used the mailman's hat to go to the doctor's house to see if he was home, but he wasn't home at the time, so he flashed another creepy smile and left, and
the master of disguises.
Yeah.
He had a fucking suit on, and they just put the...
Yeah, he put the hat on, but the hat looked like it was too small for his head.
Nailed it. Walked him to the door. Like,
all right, so there you go. There's our verdict. If you get a chance, go ahead and check it out. It's worth seeing. Like I said, these actors in an earlier movie.
Yeah, we kind of... I picked this because of Martin Landau passing and stuff. So.
Yeah, so...
I was trying to find something that's kind of off the beaten path.
Which you always got to go to their earlier films for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not really early for him. I mean,
technically no, but it's an early 80s film, so it's not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for this week then. You think? All right. You think? All right. So, as always, I'm Derek. He's Chris. We are the Keepers of the Fringe, and we are signing out. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
That's a good start.
The keepers of the fringe are all around you. You can find them all around the internet. You can email the keepers at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can find the keepers on Twitter by following at KOTFR. You can find the keepers on Facebook at facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. The keepers are on the Weeby Geeks Network. You can find them there at www.weebygeekspc.com. You can find the Keepers of the Fringe podcast on iTunes. And if you give them a rating and a review, then others will be able to find them as well. Finally, you can find the Keepers on YouTube at the Keepers of the Fringe YouTube channel.